Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
Hey, Megan Cullop. Why can't we see you? I don't know why you're not even
I'm
there.
The disembodied
but there you
head.
Are.
Oh, there
it's
we are.
It's the disembodied voice of Megan Cullop. Nice to see you, though. Now I can see you.
Yes.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Friday once again.
Thankfully. Yes.
Exactly. We made it through another week.
Good day.
Yeah. And here we are for our Solutions from the Street program on KSJE. And this is the program that seeks to find solutions to challenges, concerns, problems in the community.
That's right.
In the world.
Opportunities.
Opportunities. I like that.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. So we've come up with another one this week.
Well,
haven't we?
But also this person reached out to us. So
true. That's true.
Even easier.
Exactly. Well, we always invite people to do that. And so this is what happens, right?
KSJE@sanjuancollege.edu if you have a solution.
Right.
So.
Exactly. But what's the problem? What's the challenge? What's the opportunity?
It's the opportunity.
Okay.
All so right. As we know, there are countries that have various struggles in the world.
Definitely.
And there are communities that we would call sort of developing communities. They don't have the same access to resources that we might have here in the U.S.
Right.
We sometimes
take that for granted here in the United States.
We take that for granted all the time in the United States. But
don't get us started. That's another show.
Yeah, that's a whole.
That's a whole other
that's
show.
That's a whole another hour.
That's right. But anyway,
one of those communities is Thailand.
Right.
And Southeast Asia.
True. And we have a group of people, local, who have been supporting efforts in that country for a number of years. And one of the representatives is with us this morning.
Exciting.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kayla Opperman, pardon me, is here this morning to talk a little bit about the work that she and some others have been doing in Thailand and some events that are happening in the next few weeks here to support those efforts, right? And what you are all doing. So welcome and give us a little bit more details about this organization. It's through the Day 3 Church. We should mention that too.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So Day 3 Church is kind of put together a mission team for Thailand, working with an organization called Seed of Hope. They're an international organization, so you'll find them in various places in the world, but specifically they're working with Thailand outside of Prao. So that's in the Chiang Mai area, and there's some higher mountain tribes called the Akha people, and Seed of Hope has kind of linked with them to support them in different ways. So previously, who started this group are Rich and Betsy Castle. They were missionaries in Thailand, and they've since they've been in the United States, they've started this group. So Seed of Hope focuses primarily on the children. And so the Akha tribes, even though Thailand's a second world country, the tribes are really a third world country. They don't have a lot of the amenities that you would normally have. So the children don't receive school, they don't receive English teaching or anything like that. They used to fund themselves with opium sales. So Seed of Hope has really connected with this group of people and has created dormitories where we can school the children. They get all the core subjects, they learn English, and most of them are able to go to higher education. They've also transitioned the sales from opium sales to coffee bean sales, and just recently in the last year, they've actually been able to transition their market outside of Thailand. They actually have some markets in the United States and various countries, so that's awesome. They've been able to kind of become more independent. So Seed of Hope really caters to that and the success of the tribe economically, and they also provide some spiritual guidance. So in a primarily Buddhist country, the Akha tribes really have made a transition to Christianity, which is kind of cool, and that's really a huge part of our mission, is to share the gospel and also bring them more economic stability. So that's what the mission has kind of been doing over the last few years.
So opium farming is a big deal over there. So in what ways have they impacted the opium sales, Cedaho?
So just kind of eliminating those sales completely, the usage of opium over the years has gone down quite a bit in general, considering that it's a substance that's not legalized in a lot of areas. So,
But you can't just get rid of it, right? You have to replace it with some other cash crop or something, right?
Yes.
For these communities.
Yeah. So they've completely replaced all of those crops with coffee beans. So this tribe actually has planted, grown, and harvested their coffee beans. They roast them. Seed of Hope has provided a lot of funding through sponsors like Day 3 Church and like other sponsors, small churches, things like that. They roast their coffee, they package their coffee, they do everything by hand. So part of what we'll be able to experience when we go is that work process. So we'll be able to harvest the beans and roast them. I mean, they do everything by hand. And then they ship them out and package them. So everything's done by the tribes. All of those crops have been replaced with the coffee bean crops, and that's how they fund themselves. So most of the tribe works for that.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? And so with this work then, and you've, and this group and Seed of Hope, and you are going on this mission trip with your family,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
You've gone in the past.
About half of the team has gone.
Okay.
We have not gone.
I see.
Personally.
Okay.
And so this will be our first trip for my husband and our daughters. This will be their first mission trip.
I see.
So it'll be a big change, but the church has gone previously.
And so they've been working on some of these projects for a number of years, I guess, in this
yes.
transition, right, from opium to coffee and building the dormitories, as you mentioned. And some of these
yes.
are pretty long-term projects, it sounds to me.
They are. So, like, in the last year, they were able to mostly complete this large dormitory. It was a $60,000 expense for Seed of Hope, but it's a dormitory facility that caters more to the kids. There's really nice dorm rooms, kitchen area, and things like that. So Day 3 Church has kind of helped to fund that with our mission trip. Last year, I think we were able to bring like $13,000 in addition to our support physically there, and they were able to mostly complete that. So when we go, we'll actually probably be able to do some of the finishing touches, some of the painting and things like that that needs to be done to move the kids into the dormitory.
Got it.
That was going to be my question, is when you guys go, so you're going to do the painting and the sort of gussying up of the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to help teach English classes? What else are you going to do?
Yeah, so when we're there, during the day the kids go to school, so we won't be with the kids during the day. So our time will be spent maintaining the campus. The campus has a lot of projects that need to be done, so we go and do some of those maintenance projects, work on the dormitories. We'll get to experience some of the business as far as the coffee business and things like that. And then in the evening, the kids come back from school. So they eat dinner and they shower, and then we go into lessons. So we do a gospel lesson for the week or week and a half that we'll be there, and it incorporates English lessons. So we'll be with the kids for, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours in the evening. Also, it's kind of unique to be in there during November. Thailand celebrates Thanksgiving differently than we celebrate it. It's a 6-week long harvest Thanksgiving. And so it's very elaborate and lots of colors and lots of singing, lots of dancing, and decorations. So we'll actually get to be a part of that and kind of incorporate those celebrations with the kids. So it'll be really interesting to be there.
Nice.
Right in the middle of those celebrations as well.
Right. And the kids are like school-age kids that we consider in North America, or are they
yes.
younger kids, or
nope.
high school age too?
Nope. They're about elementary school age, most of them. Some
I
of
see.
Them are older teens, but most of them would be what we consider elementary school age.
Gotcha. And the idea behind the schooling and the education, these lessons, are to help them maybe to get jobs maybe in the cities in Thailand, or do that and support their families and kind
yes.
of break that cycle maybe of, I don't want to say poverty, because maybe they're not impoverished, but you mentioned they're kind of second world country conditions mm-hmm. that these mountain villages are living in,
right.
whereas the cities of Thailand are fairly developed and have some of the same amenities that we would consider here.
Yes.
But it's a very desperate change and differences of living standards, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Not too
yeah.
well, but I'm trying to say it.
Yes, exactly. So Akha does not speak Thai. They have their own kind of dialect. And so they're very isolated people, or they can be. And so, yeah, the goal of that is to kind of give them the tools to support themselves, for the kids to be able to go to higher education, support themselves, go out into the world and be successful. And English is really one of those things that they'll need in order to be successful
right.
in the world. So,
got it.
Yeah.
And again, without that, they really don't have access to education in these mountain villages.
Yes. Yeah, they're very remote. So Seat of Hope is accessible by vehicle. They have a campus that's kind of in between Prao, the larger city, and these tribes, but the tribes themselves are not accessible by vehicle. And so you have to kind of hike into these tribes a little bit. So they're very remote.
Gotcha. Very different
yeah.
from what we're used to,
yeah.
I would think. So, got it. And you're having an event to help with this effort, right? We want to talk a little bit about that coming up
yes.
In September, right?
Yep. So September 16th is our cornhole tournament fundraising event. So we have a couple things planned for that event. It's a cornhole tournament run by the San Juan Cornhole League. You can register for free on the app called Scoreholio, and we're under the day three
Megan,
fundraising.
Give it together. Sorry.
The day three church fundraising tournament.
Got it.
So you can register under there. It's currently listed as a round robin, but it's $20 per person. And we'll have Navajo taco sales. We also have some raffle prizes that you can buy raffle tickets for and put in for what you want. Some of the prizes include, like, Vanilla Mousse has sponsored us for an ice cream sundae gift. And so you get the ice cream, you get color-changing, you know, spoons and bowls and a whole kit. See, Senor has donated some gift cards. Escapeology has donated, you know, 4 tickets to do an escape room.
Nice.
So there's some good prizes there as well. With the event, if you just want to do the Navajo tacos, you don't have to pay to get in. You can just order the Navajo tacos. They're for sale for 10 each, Navajo taco and a drink. But all of the proceeds go towards primarily the Thailand mission team. Day Three Church also has a youth group that's leaving to New York next year. So they're also fundraising for that too, but the funds are for both of those, and they'll help send us to Thailand. Currently, our fees are $2,500 per person. So that's what the money will go to, and then anything additional goes directly to Seed of Hope. And they apply those funds wherever needed.
Gotcha. And I'm surprised that we had a cornhole league
San
in San Juan
cornhole
County,
league.
Right? Learn something new on this show.
I always learn something new
right?
on the show.
Exactly. But that is great. And this event will be held at the Day Three Church?
Yes.
On South Miller is the address. 111 South Miller, for folks who aren't familiar with where you are,
yep.
and don't see the graphic on the screen at the moment, but we want to make sure everyone knows that. And it's $20 a person, $3 to be a spectator.
Yep.
And that's the fundraiser with the other things that are available too, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So
yep,
wonderful.
Absolutely.
And for Seed of Hope, do they deal just with the Thailand area, or do they have other other efforts in other parts of the world as well?
They have quite a few, they're in quite a few other countries.
Are they?
So
okay.
they're not just isolated to Thailand.
I see.
Yeah.
But for this church, in your efforts, it's kind of focused on Thailand.
Yes.
And the Castles, who have been working there for a number of years.
Yeah. So there's a charter school there called Graceland. And so they primarily worked with Graceland, but they were also tied with Seed of Hope. So they're very closely knit with both organizations, which is nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Excellent. Well, we wish you good luck.
Thank you.
It's always interesting traveling internationally, I think, and
yeah.
And certainly the tribes have been very welcoming to Seed of Hope and the missionaries mm-hmm. that have been going there for a number of years.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
Very good. Wonderful. Megan?
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
Well, I love this, first of all, but also, how does this impact your spirituality? I mean, That's an interesting topic of conversation, right?
Yeah, for sure. So it's kind of interesting. So, you know, everyone is in their own spiritual journey, and we have a family of four that's going. And so we're all kind of in different places as far as our spirituality. You know, our nine-year-old is going, and so this is going to be like a huge thing for her as well. But in my experience with mission trips in the past, you kind of don't know what to expect. You get impacted in big ways by, you know, the lives that you touch, the people that you interact with. Most of these people don't speak English, and so there's going to be huge barriers. And one thing that I've learned is you kind of have to just be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and then the doors just kind of open and they kind of work out. It's been really interesting fundraising for this, because some of the things that seemed difficult to achieve or impossible to achieve, they've just kind of happened. And the only thing that, you know, I can give credit to is God. So we're just excited to see what may happen or what may come about with the mission trip. You know, last year we had a lady who went, and she lives in Thailand now. And so she made that decision, you know, at the time that she was there, and she moved there in July. So these trips have a potential to impact people in a big way, and it's something that we're just trying to keep our minds open and just allow whatever opportunities happen to happen. So we're really excited for that. You know, and it's, I don't know, it just, it strengthens your relationship with God for sure. And it moves in big ways, and it gives you the motivation and excitement to do other things, which is what we're called to do. I mean, that's really what we're called to do, is to serve other people. So we're excited to be able to do that.
Nice.
Experience that.
Great. Very good. Well, and again, I think from living in this country and having so many benefits and luxuries of living in this country, where you go to one of these other areas and find that it's just difficult to get to a place, to hike to a place, and that you don't have running water all the time, or even electricity all the time, and those types of things that we do take for granted. And so I think it gives you a whole new perspective, and for your children, I imagine it'll be very eye-opening.
Yep, absolutely.
So, wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that with us this morning, and the work that you all are doing, and we wish you good luck with your fundraising and all the other things that are going on to get you to Thailand safely and return home.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us and letting us talk about our mission.
You're very welcome. Again, it is the fundraiser for this mission. We'll run through it one more time. September 16th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Day 3 Church, 111 South Miller Avenue. I guess you still can sign up for teams, right? If you go to the website Scoreholio and register, and you can sign up. It's legitimate, Megan.
It is legit.
Why are you?
I believe it. It's a clever name.
I know.
Yep.
It is.
Cornhole's a big thing.
It is.
Around here.
It's a big thing.
It's a very big thing. There are QR codes on our screen right now if you want to scan that, and you can register right away. There'll also be some Navajo tacos and raffle prizes and other things available to help fund this mission trip to Thailand. So we wish you good luck.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for coming in and sharing that with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Very exciting. And so we will wrap up the show. Megan Kollup.
All right. Well, this was a very heartening show.
Right? I know. Nice to see. Well, that's what we like to do, is present these positive things, right, to the community of what our neighbors and friends are doing for others.
Yeah. I mean, the whole transition from opium farming to coffee bean farming is a huge deal.
Sure.
Big deal.
Right.
So.
Well, anything you change from what you've been doing forever, right, to something new is scary and difficult.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting that some of these folks have been able to transition over and replace some of that income, because that's what you need as well. So good to know. Yeah. Very, very good. All right. Well, again, if you would like to send us an idea for a future Solutions from the Street.
KSJE@sanjuancollege.edu is the email that you will send it to.
Right. And we will... check it out and maybe get you on a future show.
That would be great.
Another solution from the street.
From the street.
Yeah, that's what we do. And a reminder that next week we'll be back with our That's Interesting program, a completely different show. from this one.
That's right.
Completely different.
Completely different.
Exactly. On the first, third, and fifth Fridays.
But equally as uplifting sometimes.
I agree.
We bring some good stories.
I learn something new every time on both these programs. Exactly. But that's when we invite you to call in and share whatever's interesting in your world, you know, whatever's going on. Cornhole, whatever, you know.
Whatever you're doing. Scoreholio.
Exactly. How many tournaments are you going to go sign up for after this show?
I know, right? Just to use that link.
I know. I think you're going to do that. Exactly. And Solutions from the Street, of course, every second and fourth Fridays of the month. So that's when you can find this program here on KSJE. And we can find Megan tomorrow morning, Saturdays.
That's right. Radio Free Saturday morning, the eclectic music mix to open up your weekend.
9 to 11 a.m., right?
9 to 11 a.m.
Now, do you remember the theme this week?
I actually
do because
this week.
Maybe you were working on the show not too long ago.
Yes. Yes. So the theme is breakup songs.
Oh, so, uplifting. Not.
Well, some of them are uplifting because it's people, you know, moving on.
Cut you loose.
Right? Cut
that's
you loose.
That's right.
Letting go of all the stress and heartache moving into a new horizon.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of
way
songs.
To sell it.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs in there that you might not have thought were about breakups, but it turns out that they were when you dig into the history. So you'll hear the stories behind the songs as usual. You'll hear different genres. So
nice.
Yeah.
Is there any guest? I don't think there's a guest host this week.
Not
it's just
this
it's
week,
all
but
Megan
next
all the time.
Week.
Okay.
So look out, Sarah's coming next week. So
all right, we'll talk more about that next time then. Okay. But breakup songs.
Breakup songs.
Okay.
Tune in.
Get a tub of ice cream and listen.
Yes. get a party-sized pack of Twizzlers.
Yes. There you go.
Tune on in.
And some box of tissues and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Sounds good. Well, very good. Well, with that being said, I think we're going to wrap up the show, everyone.
Yes.
So thank you for joining us. Again, we thank Kayla Upperman for being here as well from the Day 3 Church. And we will see you next time right here, everyone, on KSJE. Take care. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.